I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up with a smile today.
They're always with me in the mornings.
It's Elizabeth and Radar. That just brightens up my mornings on 99.1 The Mix.
There is a breakup that everybody is talking about with one mix artist.
What?
And did Jason Kelce offend Taylor Swift? Let's get to your three must-hear clips of the day.
Number three.
Is that the breakup you're talking about?
No, that's not the breakup.
Okay.
The breakup I'm talking about. You know, mix artist Zach Bryan, we've played something in the orange here.
Pausing myself again, something in the orange tells me you'll never come.
Like Summerfest, yeah.
Yeah, so Zach Bryan was dating Brianna Chicken Fry. That's her nickname. They've been together for about a year. And Zach Bryan posted on social media that they are no longer together. She didn't know that until the social media post went out. And she woke up to a bunch of text messages from friends. And so she thought, oh, you're going to talk about our breakup? I'm going to go to YouTube and talk about the breakup.
I'm probably not going to post this for a little while, but I just woke up to Zach posting on his Instagram that we broke up, and I had no idea that post was going up. He didn't text me, he didn't call me.
Dude, she's a podcaster. She's part of the Barstool Sports franchise.
Yes.
You don't think she's going to have people behind her going, what the what? And what is going on with Zach Bryan? Is that all these little run-ins with police or these
I woke up this morning to I woke up this morning to a text from my friend Riley, who's like, what do you think about this Zach Bryan drama? And I can literally read you. This is what I texted her back this morning. My response was, he's a coward for not telling her before going public. It seems he's battling some demons, and it's probably a blessing for her that they broke up. Because he needs, to work on himself. He clearly is going through some bleep to do her dirty like that. Doesn't show much respect for someone you're supposed to love. Now she has to process this publicly. Typically, celebrities break up in private, process, then go public about it out of respect to both parties. He didn't seem to care about that. No, what he did was cowardly. He just took to social media? Cowardly. You're not going to tell the person, and that's how they're going to find out? But it also shows perhaps he just doesn't care. He's like, I'm done. I moved on.
You know what? That might be it. Because thinking back to middle school, like when I broke up with Cindy Kim, 8th grade, I think I wrote her a note instead of doing it in person. And she started showing it to all her friends, and they're like, you're a coward. So social media now is what letters, little notes were back in the day.
You were also in middle school. This is a grown adult.
True.
This is a grown adult. And it's not... No one's going to be okay with how he did this.
Like,
this isn't the right way to end a relationship with someone that shows such little respect for their feelings. And again, as public figures, giving her time to process this before, okay, let's release a statement. We're not together anymore.
You couldn't call? Don't say text, because that's even worse.
I mean, I will say, for someone who's a songwriter and can put their emotions into songwriting, clearly writing is his way to express his emotions. But this is someone that, again, especially as a public figure, now she has to go through all of this.
Well, he hasn't made very good decisions with social media. I mean,
no,
he poked the Swifties a few weeks ago, and that was not good to do.
Which is why it's interesting you bring up the Swifties, because Zach Bryan's now ex, Brianna, works, like you said, with Barstool Sports.
Yeah.
Well, the founder of Barstool Sports, he had something to say about this.
Dave
Portnoy. If you follow famous Miss Peaches, the dog, on social media, she belongs to Dave Portnoy. All he did was tweet out an audio file of Taylor Swift's The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Number two.
Well, on a more serious note, let's talk about Olivia Munn, who has publicly discussed her battle with breast cancer, and she is now modeling Kim Kardashian's Skims brand to support breastcancer.org. And Olivia Munn talks about being a survivor and what this new campaign means.
When I look at the scars, or how my breasts look different, or how clothes fit on me differently, I just feel a lot of gratitude. The way my body looks is just a representation of how hard I fought.
She's really embracing that.
Yes. And what a great outlook to have, because when you do go through any kind of major change to your body, cancer, surgery, whatever it is, it can be hard. It can be hard. And seeing women in my own life that are fighting breast cancer and even the aftermath of breast cancer and chemo, it is a struggle at times. It's a daily mm-hmm. struggle. And I have my own scars that I'm dealing with and life body changes after going through all the preventative surgeries last year, being BRCA2 positive. And I appreciate Olivia Munn speaking out and saying that because it is a reminder. Those scars are a reminder of what you went through, and they tell a story. So proud of Olivia Munn for continuing to speak out, especially October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Get those mammograms. Do those self-breast exams. You have dense breasts. Get those breast MRI, those ultrasounds, and be your own advocate when it comes to your health.
Number one.
All right. Did Jason Kelce really fall asleep during a Taylor Swift concert down in Miami? Well, Jason and Travis, Taylor's boyfriend, hand over the Swelce jar radar.
I don't know. It's kind of heavy. I don't know if I can do
that. I've got to put a donation in because I'm talking about the couple. Jason and Travis were talking on the podcast about the video that came out.
Oh my gosh.
Fans posting this. They thought, did Jason Kelce really fall asleep? How do you fall asleep at a Taylor Swift show? He did not fall asleep, you guys. He's a musician, and he was vibing.
We go out there, and I realize I'm in, like, the middle of the open. Like, it isn't like a box. It's like a close. I feel like I'm kind of in a fishbowl. Like, everybody's staring at me. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit down. I'm just, like, sitting here, and I'm just, like, feeling it. And I'm tapping my thigh in the moment. If you zoom in on my right hand, my hand is hovering. You can't sleep with your hand hovering above your knee. It's impossible. And you know I play jazz. Sometimes when you close your eyes.
Dude, every jazz solo I ever saw you play.
I don't know. I think he was.
He had his eyes closed because he was vibing.
I think he had a little Taylor martini. I think they sell those to the adults. And maybe too many of those martinis.
He has three little kids. You think he was tired? I saw the video. I do not think he was sleeping. No, he was vibing out. Everyone's going to vibe out to the Eras Tour.
I vibe out after about four beers. I get it. I get it. I totally get it.
Three must-hear clips is brought to you by The Yard. Maintenance-free outdoor furniture. Visit buytheyard.net.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.